الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد With regard to spiritual diseases, which is a great cause of great harm for us in this world, and most important, if we don't do our treatment, our spiritual treatment, which is called Islah, then we will suffer greatly in the year after, because a person will not able to enter Jannah with any spiritual diseases. He'll have to go for treatment via Jahannam, which is a very, very difficult task. So a person should realize and understand that more important than worried about our physical diseases, we should be worried about our spiritual diseases. And one great spiritual disease is this anger that causes great harm and havoc to ourselves and the entire society. And the prescription for it and the solution for it, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us in this hadith here. And Sulaiman ibn Surad radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum qala kuntu jalisan ma'an nabi sallallahu ta'ala sallam wa rajulani yastabban wa ahduhuma kadish mahra wajhuhu wa anfahat ad awdajuhum faqala rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam inni la'alamu kalimatan law qalaha la zahaba anhu ma yajidu لو قال أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ذهب منه ما يجد فقالوا له إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم متفق عليه. In this hadith narrated by Hazrat Sulaiman ibn Sur رضي الله تعالى عنه, he says, we were sitting with Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم. He mentions, I was sitting with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and two people were having an argument. And we know when a person starts arguing and his anger builds up, then we find his face becomes red with anger, and then his veins also start blowing up. So this was his condition. Immediately Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw his condition, realized that this person is overtaken with anger. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the treatment, and he said that I know of a word, a statement, that if he utters it, then this condition that he has got, it will disappear, it will go away from him. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then taught us, if this person recites A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir wajim, then he'll see his anger will disappear. So immediately this other sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who were sitting around Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they told this person that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that you should recite A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. In other words, this is the cure of your anger. From this we understand and realize that anger is actually the cause, it comes from shaitan, that he knows how to create havoc in society amongst people to cause great harm. So shaitan tries and all the time bring about such situations. He whispers in the ears of one another that how he should kindle the flames of anger and how he should stroke the flames and the fires of anger amongst one another. And especially in homes, shaitan likes to bring about a fight between husband and wife, unnecessary, and for small things he brings about the flames of anger, and a person doesn't realize. So Allah Ta'ala also teaches us here in this ayat kareema, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, wa imma yanzaghannaka min ash-shaytan nazghun fasta'iz billah innahu samiun alim, that if shaitan provokes you and he makes you angry, he wants you to cause a fight and a trouble, then immediately seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That be alert that this condition that is overtaking me, this is from shaitan, my enemy. Because Allah ta'ala is all hearing, all knowing, and Allah, once you take the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is the root cause, the root cause of the problem. That is, we will now think the person who is in front of me, he is upsetting me.
But it's not actually him that is affecting you. It's Shaitan that is kindling the flower, the fires, that a person becomes upset, and now a fight takes place in the house, etc. A fight takes place in the masjid, in society, and unnecessary, we see great problems take place. So extremely important that a person has to work on the spiritual disease. And here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us an easy remedy that a person recites A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, and a person should try and recite daily, every morning, every evening, at least 10 times A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem.